Well, this week is very special in that we will celebrate Veterans Day coming up later on in the week. My personal opinion, we should celebrate veterans each and every day. We're going to take some time this week on Livingston Today to spotlight some of our local veterans. On the phone line with us this morning is Miss Teresa Jones. Now, Teresa was a Marine that served in Desert Storm, and it's good to have you on the phone with us this morning, Teresa. First of all, I want to start out kind of talking about your background. Where did you grow up? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in this little known town of Cookeville, Tennessee. And I graduated high school in 1989. And just a couple months after graduating is when I entered into the Marine Corps.
What kind of went into the decision of you wanting to join the Marines?
This is kind of a funny story. Actually, my best friend at the time had enlisted in the service while we were still in high school, and she was trying her best to convince me to do the same. I had absolutely no interest whatsoever, and she convinced me to go with her to speak to the recruiter and another female that had been in the Marine Corps for about 4 years, and she was the most impressive female that had ever stepped in front of me at that time.
Wow. So you were instantly hooked at that point.
I was hooked. The recruiter couldn't convince me, but a female could.
At that time, you're talking about 1989, was there any thought of any kind of conflict that would lead to what has become known as Desert Storm?
Absolutely not. I mean, there was no talk of it. There was no sign of it anywhere I was at or with any of the other military personnel around. Absolutely not.
Kind of walk us into the process of what led up to you ending up going and being part of Desert Storm.
Well, I was stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina with a headquarters company, and we were a support team that was sent over to send our troops back home. We did all the paperwork for sending the troops back home as they were leaving, and we basically did our regular job while we were there. We were just in a different country in the kind of environment that you really don't want to be in.
Right. What was that experience like for you?
It was extremely difficult. You think, oh, I'm a Marine, I'm not afraid of anything, but as a 19-year-old female Marine, you don't ever think that you're going to be put in that situation. And, you know, everything happened at the time that I was there, everything was happening at night. So it was extremely scary. You think about all the things that you never wanted to do that you now want to do. You think about, I was married, and you think about, I never wanted any children, and all of a sudden I'm telling myself, okay, when I get home, I want to start a family. It just changes your outlook on everything to be in that situation.
How long were you there?
I was only in Saudi Arabia for about 3.5 months. It was during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and just a little bit of time after Desert Storm.
Your time after that, how much longer did you serve in the military, and where did you go from there?
Well, I was stationed again at Camp Lejeune, and I was deployed in 1991, and I ended my service in 1993.
If you could go back and talk to yourself at that time, would you do it again? Would you encourage yourself to do it again?
Absolutely. No questions asked. It was the best decision that I ever made for myself.
What are some of the life lessons that you gained from military service?
One of the biggest things that I take with me, no matter where I go, is accountability, initiative. It's just the character traits that you gain from that kind of experience. It just, like I said, it makes you think about things in a totally different way than you would have, you know, if you went on to college and got a job. You know, I see a lot of prior military work ethic. You know, there's a great difference there.
We're talking to Miss Teresa Jones. She served in the United States Marines in Desert Storm. Teresa, let's go past your military life. When did you leave the military, and what did you do afterwards up to today?
I left the military in 1993, and I stayed there at Camp Lejeune, where I was stationed, for about another year after I got out of the service. And then I came back home and now live in Livingston, Tennessee, and I work at a college called Tennessee College of Applied Technology here in Livingston. I am married with one son, 29-year-old son.
Did he ever have any ambition to join the military?
No. No. None whatsoever.
I have to go back and ask the one question. Your friend that you went with, did she end up in the military? How did that work out for her?
Yes, she actually did. When I made the decision that I was going to join as well, our recruiter fixed it up to where we actually went to boot camp on what they call the buddy system. The buddy system guarantees that you will go through your boot camp training at the same time. Can't guarantee the same platoon, but we went through boot camp at the same time. And then it ended up where we were at the same station for our MOS training, which is your military occupation specialty.
That's terrific. Miss Teresa Jones, first and foremost, thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for taking time to share your story with us this morning.
Well, thank you for your support.